practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio program originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company, and I trust that you did have a good Christmas season. Of course, we are still really in that Christmas season, and therefore, today we're going to continue to use some Christmas music that might be a blessing to you. But I trust that this Christmas season drew you closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, because keep in mind, this season is all about Him. Jesus is the reason for the season, somebody said many years ago, and that's so true, and we still quote that phrase from time to time, but Christmas is all about Jesus. And I do trust that you have had and are still having a good Christmas season. We're going to continue with Christmas music today, starting right off with the song entitled Good News of Great Joy.
Joy. Prayer after prayer was answered in
Truly, it is good news that Jesus Christ came into the world to provide salvation for every one of us. And I trust that you have trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, because you see, without trusting Christ as Savior, you don't have a very good future to look forward to. Your future would mean eternal separation from God in the lake of fire. But through trusting Christ as Savior, you can look forward to eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven, in a land without tears, in a time without end. And so I trust that as we are coming to the end of this Christmas season, 2024, that you can say that you have received the good news of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and I trust that you're going to go to church today. The very purpose for this broadcast has been to encourage people to plan on going to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church on the Lord's Day. And of course, during this program, we try to encourage you to do that. Now, if you don't have a church to attend and you're living in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area, why don't you drop by and visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church? We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And by the way, this evening at 6 o'clock, we're going to be having our young people in charge of the service, and that's always a blessing. But we would invite you to come on out and to be a part of us today. And certainly, if we can never serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, why don't you call upon Him right now and ask Him to save you? Just simply say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." And if that is the expression of your heart, He will save you. There's no doubt about that. And if you make that choice yours today, contact us here at the church and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. So it is our prayer that you know the Lord, and if you don't, call upon His name, as I said, but if you do, serve Him, because there's nothing greater to do than to serve our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as we look forward to the new year, which begins just later on this week, it's hard to believe that we'll be at 2025 on Wednesday of this week, but we will. And as you look forward to a new year, it is my prayer that you'll determine to serve the Lord like you have never done in the past. Certainly, He is blessed when we serve Him, and it has residual benefits upon us as well when we serve Him, because He blesses us too. So if we can help you spiritually, please never hesitate to contact us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to produce this Voice of Faith radio broadcast. I thank you for everyone who is listening, and you know their spiritual gifts. I do pray, Lord, that if there's one who is not saved, that today they'll come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if they are saved, that they will use those spiritual gifts to serve you, particularly as we go into this new year. But take the program today, dear Lord, and use it for your honor and glory alone. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here, for the last time this year, is one of the favorite Christmas carols of all time, Silent Night. Thank you. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 17 and 18, where the Word of God says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Now, before I deliver a message to you entitled, "Have You Received All of Your Gifts?" let's listen to a song that you may not be too familiar with, but it's a Christmas song and goes along with this time of the year. The song is entitled, "His Name is Jesus."
A star shone so bright in the sky at night to proclaim our Messiah's birth. What a humble place for our Lord to be born. It was a stable in Bethlehem. His name is Jesus, the only Son of God. He's born upon this day for you and me. He is the Prince of Peace, our King forever. Our Savior Jesus Christ was born upon this day. The shepherds, they came to the manger there, which the angels made known unto them. What a sight they saw, which had been prophesied. Now it was happening in Bethlehem. His name is Jesus, the only Son of God. He's born upon this day for you and me. He is the Prince of Peace, our King forever. Our Savior Jesus Christ was born upon this day. To the manger there, to seek peace in our hearts today. What a joy it would be at this Christmas time to give Christ all of our lives today. His name is Jesus, the only Son of God. He's born upon this day for you and me. He is the Prince of Peace, our King forever. Our Savior Jesus Christ was born upon this day. Our Savior Jesus Christ was born upon this day.
Well, we realize that Jesus Christ was born nearly 2,000 years ago. Of course, we celebrated it 4 days ago on December the 25th. And I'm so thankful that we can celebrate the incarnation and the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because of the fact that he came into the world, not to be placed in that manger, but to go to the cross 33 years later. He did so that he could die on that cross and bear our sin so that through faith in him, we might have the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. I want to ask you this morning, have you received all of your gifts? Think about that. Have you received all of your gifts? You know, it could very well be that you've received a lot of gifts over the past couple of days, and some of them maybe you really appreciate and you like them and you're using them, and there may be some others that you're not even sure what they are or how to use them. But the question is, have you received all the gifts that you need? You know, it's possible for a person to have all the gifts that this world has to offer and still miss out on the greatest gift of all, and that's the gift of salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want us to focus a little bit this morning on receiving all of these gifts. And I want to look at the problem, the penalty, and the presentation as it relates to receiving these gifts. First of all, let's look at a problem that every one of us face. And that problem is in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, where it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now, I'm certain that you're very familiar with that passage of Scripture, but it tells us that we all have sinned. The Bible teaches us that when Adam and Eve were placed into the Garden of Eden, that they rebelled against God, and they partook of the forbidden fruit. And when they did that, sin entered into their life. The sin nature was born, as it were, and from that point of time, everyone who has been born has been born with that sin nature. You've been born with that sin nature. I've been born with that sin nature. And that's what it means when it says here in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Now, somebody might ask the question, what is sin? Well, in other words, it means missing the mark, of God's perfection. Or we could say, as it is defined in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4, that it is the transgression of God's law. And we've all sinned. There's not a person who has been born on the face of the earth since the time of Adam and Eve who have not been born with that sin nature. And then because of that sin nature, they have committed various acts of sin. The Bible says over in the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, these words. It says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, that is all mankind, for that all have sinned." I remember a number of years ago preaching in a rescue mission down in Washington, D.C. And I was preaching on this subject of the fact that all have sinned. And there was one fellow right down front who, as I was preaching, he was really amening me. And when I was finished, I went down to talk to him, and I was conversing with him there, and he said, "You know, I really appreciated your message, but there's one thing that you said that I don't believe." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "You said we've all sinned." I said, "That's right. That's what the Bible says." But then he said to me, "But I've never sinned." I said, "Oh, wow. Who are you?" Of course, he went on to say that his name was Jesus. You see, he was a little bit off mentally. But the fact of the matter is we all have sin, and that's a problem that we face because due to that sin, we have come short of God's glory and are separated from him. Now, that leads to what I call the penalty. And we turn to Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, where it says, "For the wages of sin is death." The wages of sin is death. That's the penalty. And a penalty, as you know, is a punishment that is given for some crime. And the fact of the matter is, every one of us have been born with that sin nature, and we commit sin, and that's a crime against Almighty God. And the price to pay for that crime is death. Now, as we study the Bible, we find that there are three types of death. And by the way, the word death means separation. But in the Bible, there are three types of death. There is the physical death, which is the separation of the body, soul, and the spirit. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27 that it is appointed unto men once to die. Physical death comes as the result of our sin. Then there's also the spiritual death. And the spiritual death is separation from God in this life, though we may be alive physically. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, "And you hath he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." And so you see, we all die physically simply because of sin, and we are all living in spiritual death because of sin. And if we don't receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we will experience the third death that the Bible speaks of, and that is the second death, as it is written in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15. And the second death is really eternal separation from God. And so when the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, it means that because of sin, we all must die physically, and we are all spiritually dead apart from Jesus Christ. And if we don't trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we will experience a second death, eternally separated from Him in the lake of fire, and that's not a good thing. But that's the penalty that must be paid as the result of our sin. What about you? Do you realize that death is the result of sin? Yes, you're going to die physically because of sin, and you are spiritually dead because of sin if you've never trusted Christ, and the only way to be made alive is to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. As Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 goes on to say, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The gift of God, the best gift, the most needed gift of all, is the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, eternal life is the life of God. And because of our sin, we do not have that life. We are spiritually dead. But when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, then that eternal life is ours. That's the greatest presentation of all. And I might put it this way, the greatest present of it all that you could find in the face of the earth is eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've just come through this Christmas season. We've given gifts and we've received gifts. But again, I ask you, have you received the greatest gift of all? And that's the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Can you say today that you've received that spiritual gift? If you've not, if you can't say that you've received it, I would encourage you right now, right there where you are, whatever you are doing, just pause for a moment and say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." And you'll be able to receive the greatest presentation of all, the greatest present of all, the greatest gift of all, the gift of the forgiveness of sins and eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. That eternal gift is open to everybody. For the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So as we are coming to the end of this Christmas season in 2024, look at your life. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, if you've never received the ultimate gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ, why don't you right now by the radio there, call upon the name of the Lord. Say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and He will. And then contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. The greatest gift of all is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I trust today that you can say that you have it through having called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. To that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you today.
Just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.com. www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services. Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.